Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. We give God the glory for this beautiful day. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 104 and verse 1. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. My dear brothers and sisters, it is possible for Christians to lose a sense of the infinite power and greatness of God and make of Him merely a heavenly friend, a God who is no bigger than our mundane needs. You know, how many times we take God for granted and we think, you know, God can only do this much for me and He cannot do anything bigger or beyond my comprehension. A lot of time, we bring Him to our level. My dear brothers and sisters, our personal and intimate relationship with God must always be balanced with the realization that He is still the great God of wonders. This great God is as unbounded in His presence as He is in His glory and power. Even the heavens cannot contain Him. The Bible records in 1 Kings 8:27. This was the awareness that King Solomon had after building his magnificent temple. He stated in this passage that if God cannot be contained even in the highest heaven, how much less this temple I have built. God's great design in all of His works is the manifestation of His own glory. His glory is the result of His very nature and acts. A mark of a mature Christian believer is the ability to ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name, as recorded in Psalm 29:2. Hallelujah. It's very important that we give Him the glory, we give Him the due, because we are made for His glory. I like what Isaiah says in chapter 40, verses 26 to 28. He writes beautifully there about the greatness of God. He says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, our God is awesome, our God is great. And expect great things from God in your life today. I do not know what your expectations are, but the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, the plans that I have for you is to bless you, to give you a hope, to give you a future, and to give you an expected end. God is a God who meets us at the point of our expectations. So trust Him, believe in Him, depend on Him for mighty, miraculous manifestation of His glory in your life today. And I promise you that you will never remain the same. You will be filled with awe and glory of our Jehovah God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, this morning we want to say thank you. Give us the grace to reflect again on God's greatness, O Lord God Almighty. O Father, I pray, Lord God Almighty, that Father, in what ways do we sometimes try to contain your greatness, O God? I pray, remove those limitations. Lord, you cannot be contained in our imagination. You cannot be contained by our thoughts. You cannot be contained because you are an infinite God. You fill the entire universe with your glory. And therefore, I pray that we'll understand that as your people and give you the praise and honor and dominion and power and authority and depend on you for the manifestation of your glory in our midst, O Father. Even today, you will reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I thank you, Father, for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing. I release your grace and glory upon their lives. Give them favor wherever they are. And I pray that you will bless them and enlarge their territory. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We ascribe praise unto you and glory and honor unto you, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. And bye for now.